This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. You probably know that Wall Street is not exactly President Obama's best friend these days, right? Well, today a story in the Wall Street Journal has the numbers behind the breakup. Goldman Sachs, in particular, has done a 180 on its support for the president. Lots of love in 2008, but this year, not so much. Liz Rappaport co-wrote today's story in the Journal. Liz, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first let's do the campaign donation numbers here from Goldman Sachs employees. How much to Romney, how much to Obama this time around?
Goldman employees gave only $136,000 thus far to the Obama campaign, which is, you know, a tiny fraction compared to what they gave in 2008, which was over $1 million to the Obama campaign. And to Romney, they've given close to $1 million and almost another $1 million to the super PAC that supports Romney.
Wow.
So it's quite a big difference.
So why the big turnaround here?
Well, there's a couple of things. They felt personally, you know, betrayed and insulted by Obama. A lot of Goldman employees were major fundraisers for Obama in the 07-08 election cycle. And when he got to office, they expected him to reach out to them to discuss kind of ways to revamp the financial industry in the midst of that crisis. And they never got that call. And even more than that, there was sort of a shutdown in communication.
Liz, you cover the financial industry. I mean, does this surprise you? To some of us, this sounds just like, you know, hurt feelings. And some of us are sort of surprised at that. We think that most of this is motivated by, oh, they want something specific from President Obama and they didn't get it.
I think it's both. I think it is very personal. I think if you started at Goldman at 22 and you become a partner and you're 45 and you tell your grandma, you know, I'm a partner at Goldman Sachs, it's the most proud thing in your family. And what happened in the wake of the financial crisis, suddenly Goldman people were kind of shunned and treated with less of that sort of shiny golden stature. What came with that also was like a sense that they got dumped. They're dumping Obama, but I think they felt dumped by Obama. They didn't feel like their voices were heard in reshaping an industry that they have their whole lives at stake in.
And also Romney's a businessman, right? They sort of feel closer to that.
Definitely. The opponent here is somebody that they can identify with, that they know personally. A lot of them, a lot of Goldman bankers know Romney from doing business with Bain, the private equity firm that he ran. In fact, Romney's personal wealth manager is a Goldman banker, and he was a very much a point person for Romney within Goldman. So he became a very known quantity very quickly, I think, at Goldman. And even bankers have said to me, I loved Obama. He didn't turn out what I wanted him to be. And now I'm going for the guy that's just like me.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of that at play.
You also point out that Goldman employees have been giving consistently to Democrats and a lot for the past two decades. So is this a permanent reversal? How significant is this?
I think it's very significant given the reshaping of the industry that's taking place. But I would also say, you know, caution, it's not like Goldman's become a Tea Party company or something like that. The CEO has called himself a Rockefeller Republican. Their values and their sort of political beliefs, I think, haven't really changed dramatically at all.
Liz Rappaport is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Liz, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.